It's a real pleasure to welcome Tricia Hope, justthetweets.com, to the Mike Gallagher Show to talk about a historic collection of President Trump's tweets. Let's face it, the president's tweets take all the oxygen out of the room. Everybody talks about his tweets. Everybody watches his Twitter feed. Tricia, thanks for joining us. Tell us about Just the Tweets. How did you come up with the idea to put a collection together of the president's very, very famous and some would say not so famous tweets?
Well, I followed his tweets during the campaign very closely, and I had a lot of friends and family who didn't follow Twitter but wanted to know what he was saying. So I created a website called TwitterTown.com where I would post the president's tweets to that site. And as I was doing that and paid very close attention to all of his tweets because of it, I discovered that what he was doing was more than tweeting. He was writing history as it was occurring. And I felt like it would be something, a valuable asset for people to have. And so I decided to publish a book.
It's more than valuable because there are so many people who don't go near Twitter. And I'm always fascinated every day when I do my radio show to hear from people who say, I don't trust Twitter. It's toxic. Same with Facebook. I mean, there's frankly all social media. There are people who avoid the social media world like the bubonic plague,
I don't blame them.
No, I don't either. And frankly, because there are times when I think, my gosh, this is a cesspool, but the president clearly uses Twitter as his preferred method of communication and delivering his message directly to the American people without being vetted or edited or strewn apart by the mainstream media. So clearly he loves it. So the idea of a collection of President Trump's tweets for the benefit of people who never go online and never see them is powerful because, Tricia, in a lot of ways, it'll tell the president's story of his messaging since the day he was inaugurated, right?
Exactly. And it's told his way, in his words, and without manipulation. So the media has no say in being toxic towards him this way. He controls it all. So that's powerful, and it's important for the people because right now we don't know what to believe. And so it's very helpful to have his words.
All right. So you go to justthetweets.com to get Trisha's collection here. And when I say Trisha's collection, it's important to know this. There's no commentary by anybody else in the book, right? These are just his tweets.
That's correct. It's just his tweets from the beginning of day one inauguration to January 19th, 2018. And we'll do one volume per year that he's president. And I believe there'll be a total of 8 volumes.
Wow. And it's going to be a classic because it's a high quality hardback blue linen book with gold foil lettering. You wanted this to keep with all the other classics. You want to make it have a very classical feel, correct?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Wow. Tricia is with us. Tricia Hope, justthetweets.com. You know, one of our friends told me that you said you envision one day sitting down with your grandchildren explaining this crazy period of time we're living through. The president's tweets really are history making. And I think in a lot of ways, Just the Tweets is just capturing this whole chapter of history that we're experiencing. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. And I couldn't imagine being able to tell that story without this book. It's all right there. And I just think it's going to be an incredible collector's item. We are living history, and sometimes you don't realize that until a little bit later.
I'm kind of a Luddite, and I don't know a lot about Twitter. I mean, we post some things on Twitter and Facebook, but as I understand it, Twitter has changed their archive process. There's a lot of changes that go on in the social media world, but now I'm told even if you want to go back and look at all the tweets for the president, going back to, for example, last year, you're not able to access them. Is that true?
That's correct. Right now, if you were to try to scroll back and read all of his tweets, you would get as far as March of this year, and then it would cut off. So I'm not saying you couldn't find them somewhere, but to have them in order and as they occurred would be very difficult. If you knew you were searching for a particular tweet, you could probably find it, but to find the entire archive would be very difficult.
This is strong. If you want to avoid the stench of social media, but you want to see the president's story in his own words, you got to get this book, justthetweets.com, justthetweets.com. You're going to love it. History is being made, and this is a great way to capture it. Trisha Hope, congratulations on Just the Tweets, and thank you for fighting the good fight. I'm happy to partner with you here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hope everybody gets your book.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Justthetweets.com. Justthetweets.com.